It is time for Dr. Judy Werpman and Food for Mood. Of course, Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and probably a big fan of dinosaurs. Good morning, Dr. Werpman.
What's your opinion?
Only that I'm feeling like one, but other than that.
That's right.
Come sit next to me. What is your opinion of dinosaurs?
I bet you are a scientist. Somebody would really come up with a good explanation of why they are no more, but I'm really delighted I don't see them roaming the beach
in Miami.
It really would make a big nuisance.
We have plenty of dinosaurs. They're roaming the halls of Washington.
Yeah, for example.
Exactly.
Dino.
And most of them are old and white.
All right, what kind of fictional character? He's a pet dinosaur. Yeah, but what kind was he? All right. Let's talk about excessive drinking while I figure out what kind of dinosaur Dino was, okay?
Well, the reason I wrote about depression and drinking is that I had come across an article, and there's so many of them talking about excessive drinking during the holidays because the opportunity is there, and it seems to fit in with the spirit of getting together at parties or family dinners or, after office parties where alcohol certainly is, often is freely available, and the idea the idea is to drink, have a good time, loosen up, enjoy the end of the year festivities, and many people warn about the effects of the excessive alcohol intake, especially or the availability of it, especially for people who are struggling to control their drinking, who are perhaps not alcoholics, but have problems with sobriety. And it also, there are also a lot of, articles that talk about the fact that the holidays bring with it, the potential for depression for those who are not able really to participate in the holiday spirit because they're alone or they are not able to have a lifestyle that gives them opportunities to be with other people. And so a lot of people, because of their loneliness especially, turn to drink. And so there obviously are suggestions as to how to really handle that so that you don't end up, on January 2nd really wondering, what you've been imbibing and, how your body is going to deal with this. But there's something that people, I think, have not realized, and that is that people may drink a lot starting now, the holiday season, going through the beginning of January, not simply because the drink is there, the eggnog, the champagne, or what have you, but because the lack of light and the development of winter depression, seasonal affective disorder, brings with it its own vulnerability to excessive alcohol intake. And in fact, I had not realized this because I knew, for years that one of the effects of winter depression is that people eat more. Weight gain is indeed one of the prominent symptoms of winter depression, the winter blues. But I had not realized that excessive alcohol intake was. And apparently there are a lot of articles showing that when people become depressed, not because they aren't invited to a party they want to go to or they're sitting and eating their Thanksgiving turkey alone, but because the lack of light itself is causing them to be depressed, that they turn to alcohol
self-medication. I want to throw something else in here, too, because finally, after 20-some-odd years, there's some, finally there's some really interesting research coming out about the effects of screens on people. And when you throw screens, which are linked to, when I say screens, it's the whole social media.
Cell phones and what have you.
Yeah, screens against actual human interaction. You are raising the depression quotient, so the unworthiness, the self-esteem, all that unhelpful, all of
right,
those unhelpful
right.
things. And when you throw that into the mix as well, I mean,
yeah, it's like a perfect storm.
Exactly, dry Tinder.
You have the holidays, you have the people who see on Instagram or their Facebook somebody else.
Oh, then theirs are perfect.
Yeah, and being surrounded by the Norman Rockwell, we're all together having a wonderful time, and then you are alone and it's dark and you're depressed anyway. Alcohol is a quick method to really change your mood. I mean, it doesn't work too long, and it wears off, and, you know, it has all sorts of horrible side effects, including, and I think one of the reasons I really wrote this article was that somebody I know, my husband I know very well, died recently of the effects of alcohol intake, and he was in his 50s, you know, and it sort of shocked me because I somehow didn't realize this day and age people were still dying of excessive alcohol intake, you know, naive that I am. And I thought, this is something that's too overlooked. And I'm even wondering if, you know, your doctor knows about this. You know, your doctor asks whether you're, how much you drink if you go for your yearly exam, but, you know, don't people lie? And if you're sitting alone because you are depressed, because, as you say, Jill, you have no self-esteem and you see others who seem to be having the perfect life, you know, turning to alcohol may seem for some people unavoidable. And yet, what's interesting is that, especially for people who are drinking because they are suffering from winter depression, you know, seasonal affective disorder, it really turns out that light exposure from these sun boxes or light boxes that people are supposed to sit in front of, you know, in the morning when they wake up, really might have an effect on decreasing the depression, decreasing, you know, the tendency to perhaps to drink too much. And that seems like such a simple solution. And I think people forget about it. I mean, these light boxes are not inexpensive. I think, I don't know, maybe they cost $50 or something, but certainly less than, you know, your monthly supply of antidepressants. But even so, you may even need the antidepressants. But the point is, there are solutions to this than simply sitting at home and drinking and then suffering, really, sometimes the life-threatening effects of too much alcohol intake. I think it's something for people to realize that when people are depressed on the holidays, it's not simply because they Aunt Mary doesn't talk to them at Thanksgiving dinner, and they don't want to, and they're not invited to any of the Christmas festivities. You know, they're just watching it on the television screen. But there really are things that people can do, and if they're less depressed, you know, it has a positive effect because maybe they will start interacting with other people and not feel so alone. And one of the things that people certainly can do during the holiday season, if they do feel left out, is go and volunteer. There's so many institutions which really needs people, where the people are needed to help fill in the gaps when people are taking time off because of the holidays. And just being around, you know, cleaning dog cages at an animal shelter or reading to somebody in a hospital, you know, these are things that I think...
Yeah, or going to visit at going to visit people at in assisted living, etc. You know,
exactly.
there's all sorts of stuff that you can do. And again, it used to be the first antidote. Now it's something else. And we, sorry to be old fashioned, but if we could get back to taking an action that actually has a beneficial effect on someone else, which then reflects back on you. It's automatic. It's sort of, you pet a dog, dog smiles, you feel good. It's really
absolutely right, Jill.
Sillily
and we forget
basic.
About it. I mean, I'll stay home and watch Netflix or Amazon Prime or something like that for 5 hours rather than getting yourself out, you're right, and going to visit somebody who never has any opportunity to see or talk to a human being except perhaps somebody who delivers Meals on Wheels. You're absolutely right.
And it's just...
forget about it.
It just seems like an automatic.
It's too bad we can't just turn off the screens for a couple of hours and say, go out and do something good for somebody.
Works for me.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
All right.
Well, let's hope that it is... Anyway, we'll talk to you next Thursday, but have a happy Thanksgiving preparation. Meanwhile.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy Wortman on the radio live, but also... on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman.